Our next two guests, they have big personalities. We've known them for a long time, and we're so glad to see you both grow up. And, you know, this is your senior year, so we're catching up with Julia Faircloth and Will Cooper. They're, again, part of the talented young people over there at Northwestern High School. They're going to present Seussical, the musical. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your senior year.
Yeah.
This is it. Sure is. And Julia, where are you going to go to school, and what are you
going to
major in?
I'm going to College of Charleston. I'm majoring in exercise science and minoring in theater and special education.
Perfect.
Love it.
You get my thumbs up.
That's
of approval. I've got my diploma still in the house from College of Charleston. Our diploma, I think, is the largest diploma in all colleges.
Ooh,
man.
Like size-wise, because every department signs it. So
that's really unique.
Yeah, that's what they told us when we got it.
Very cool.
So that's good. So it's a fun fact you can drop in when you're telling folks you're going there.
Sound like you've done your research.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And Will, what about you? What?
Right now, I'm really eyeing up USC, Columbia, not Southern California. You know, very good school. I'm planning on majoring in musical theater wherever I go, and either double majoring or minoring in broadcast journalism.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
Getting a little bit of experience here.
Yeah.
Love it.
All great choices. You get our seal of approval for sure. All right. So you're going to bring Seussical the musical to Northwestern High School. Let's first just start with the what the overall theme is of this musical, centered around the stories of Dr. Seuss, right? And maybe kind of take us from there, because there's a lot of stories out there. But does this focus in on a certain character?
So really, it combines a number of stories. The main story, which it uses, is Horton Hears a Who, and the lesser-known sequel, Horton Sits on an Egg. And then it also takes in a little bit of Cat in the Hat, not a specific story, just that whole character. And then The Grinch, a little bit.
Yeah.
And a couple short stories, one of which her character is from.
It's like... I don't know what it's called, but Gertrude and the Pillsbury Bush, or the Pillsbury Bush and Gertrude, and then wherever Maisie LaBird comes in. It's
She's from Horton Sits on an Egg.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, Will, let's start with you. Tell us about the character you play, and then we'll switch it over to Julia.
Well, I have the pleasure of being double cast, so on half the nights, I play Horton the Elephant. You know, you may have heard of him. and then on... the other half of nights, I play a Wickersham brother who is also from Horton Hears a Who. And Horton is just more of a, he's a outgoing character, but kind of like people pleaser and very protective of those around him. So he hears people on a speck of dust, wants to protect them. No one believes him. And he's adamant on keeping him safe.
It's a great story,
and
it's a great character. Mm-hmm. So well cast there. Julia, what about you?
I'm playing Gertrude McFuzz. She's been very fun to learn and get to experience. She's Horton's neighbor, and it's kind of like a love at first sight thing for her, but it's not two-sided at first. So her story, she kind of pops here and there. So when Horton's telling the story, you know, connecting with Jojo, which is the main who that he hears on the speck of dust, Gertrude is the only person in the jungle of Nul that believes him, where everyone else, like the Wickersham brothers, are kind of bashing him. Gertrude stands tall, and no one really notices her. She literally talks about no one notices her. And so she has a one feather tail, and that's kind of her thing. On my other nights, I play a bird girl, and they have these voluptuous tails, and that's kind of their whole thing. They're very like look driven, but Gertrude has one. So she ends up going to a doctor and taking a lot of pills to grow a tail. And this, you know, affects her because she's trying to find the speck of dust on a clover for Horton, and her tail that she wished for, that's way too big. She can no longer fly, so she can't help Horton anymore. And so she realizes by the end that looks are not all that matters, and her true friendship is what matters.
Oh, man.
Great.
Oh, that is great. This is a lot of life lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things.
And a Dr. Seuss book.
Right? I thought it was a kid's show at first. But,
Well, talking about kids, so Julia, we have watched you, Lucas and I have watched you grow up, really.
Yeah.
We were the team leaders for Broadway nights for many, many years, and I asked you when you came in, how old were you the first time that you participated in Broadway night? And she thought about 7. And throughout that time, you have performed some songs from Seussical.
Yes.
So how was it performing that at the age of 7 now versus... Are you 18 yet? Almost 18.
Almost 18.
You're a senior in high school. So what's the difference in the decade that you performed but both the same song, really.
Well, it's really special, and watching videos, it makes me laugh. But, you know, when I was seven, I was really nervous to do solos. So every year that I did Broadway Nights, I did it with my best friend Macy, who's playing JoJo in the Gold cast, which is the other cast that Will and I are in, but you can still see her in ours. We took the song Notice Me Horton that I'm now ready to sing as a solo. We made it a duet with one of our good friends, Luke Morrison, and he played Horton. And me and Macy both took on Gertrude, and we made her two different people, and we were basically fighting over Horton. But now, singing it with Will, it becomes a duet with Gertrude and Horton in the version that we're singing. It's really sweet because Will has been like my ride or die through senior year, and getting to play this role with him has meant so much. And I'm just happy that now I'm finally ready to sing this song. You know, being 17, I'm just 18, and it's my closing show. So it's really a full circle moment, especially to look at all the pictures when I was dressed up as a Who the first time that I did Seuss-Kull with Showtime, and now being Gertrude, which has kind of always been a dream role for me.
Oh, well, that speaks volumes to what musical theater, how it connects people for sure. Will, this seems like it's a production, Seuss-Kull the Musical at Northwestern High School, full of big costumes, big dance numbers. We just heard the main one right there. Cat in the Hat always causes all kind of mischief there on stage. Yeah. What else are we missing here? Because this seems like it's a roller coaster of a show to attend in a good way.
Yeah. Well, alongside all of the big dance numbers, craziness that is inherent with, I mean, any sort of Seuss thing. It is a very mature show during parts of it. I just want to make it abundantly clear. It's not just a kid's show. It's not just, like, silly fun all the way through. Like, Horton has very introspective songs. So does JoJo. Almost every character gets the opportunity to sing something that is a little bit deeper than surface level. But it just really develops well throughout the show.
Well, Northwestern High School presents Seuss-Kull the Musical. It's March the 26th, 27th, and 28th at 7 p.m., and then March the 28th at 2 p.m.
And we also want to give a shout out to the technical, the students that are a part of the technical, because this is a student run, I mean, this is pretty much a student run production. Of course, y'all are under the direction of Tammy Altman. So, does she go by Tammy?
Yes.
Tamara.
Okay, sorry, Tammy. I know where's Tammy. So.
No, she goes by Tammy.
Okay, by Tammy Altman. But there's a lot of students behind the scenes, too, that help put this on. So I want to give them a quick plug as well.
They're working overtime. We have work days every Saturday. We're a big group of the cast. We come together. We paint all the sets. Me and Will made all the trees this weekend out of, like, paper mache and stuff.
I love that.
Paper mache and chicken wire.
Yeah.
Well, it will help you as a character, for sure, right? Yeah. It helps you to understand and respect the props and how they also become a character. So job well done. Well, we're super proud of you two and all the other actors over there at Northwestern High School, whether this is your first production for the Trojans or this is your last one, like Julia and Will, but you've worked so hard and you deserve all the success that you've received at this point, and we can't wait to see where you go from here. Congratulations on your senior year. Job well done, and go check them out over there at Northwestern High School, Seuss-Kull the Musical, March the 26th, 27th, and 28th.